First of all, if you can bring our listeners up to date with what exactly is happening on campuses in America.
So, you know, there's many thousands of college campuses across the United States, and a large number of them, especially the ones that are sort of considered elite campuses, are having massive anti-Israel demonstration movements, tent camps and things like that, that have been, for months now, really harassing and threatening and in a few cases actually executing violence against Jewish students. They claim Zionist students, but it's basically all the Jewish students and sometimes faculty on campus. And in the last weekend, what's gotten a lot of attention is Columbia University in Manhattan on the Upper West Side, where there's really, large numbers of these tents, which, by the way, does not look like a people spontaneously took out their camping gear. They're all the same kind of tent, which, I don't have the answer to who and when bought them those tents, but it looks very organized. And they're blocking what they call quote-unquote Zionist students from entering campus. They're saying threatening things. They're saying go back to Poland. They're saying burn down Tel Aviv. They've been calling for the elimination of Israel for, more than 6 months now. And the leadership, the college president has started bringing in police to clear out the protests because they've been so disruptive. And in the meantime, she's also shut down in-person classes. So classes are going to be virtual, which is many are viewing sort of as a surrender to the protests, that they've sort of successfully taken over the campus if it's been so disruptive that you can't hold class.
How much of this is legitimate protest and how much of this is anti-Semitism?
Look, I think everyone, who's familiar with the environment on campus knew that there were going to be pro-Palestinian protests on campus. And I think it's legitimate. We could all have different opinions and we can all see this war differently. But when it crosses the threshold into threats and harassment of students, that's when it's no longer legitimate. And frankly, I think in many cases, these campus protests cross that threshold very early on within the first few weeks of the war, but nobody paid attention until it became so big and such a major disruption that it was affecting everyone.
So would you say it's already at the stage that on many campuses Jewish students are afraid to go to classes?
Yeah, or afraid to cross certain parts of campus, afraid to go to their dorms even. I mean, it varies from campus to campus, but certainly in the places where these things have gotten out of control, you hear from a lot of students, whether it's the younger students who are 18, 19 years old, or even graduate students who could be, 10 years older than that, that they are afraid of the atmosphere in campus. They are afraid that there will be actual violence against them.
Do we know of any specific groups that are behind these protests and who might be funding them?
So a lot of this comes from Students for Justice in Palestine, which is an organization that's on colleges across the United States, has connections to Palestinian groups that were outlawed because of their connections to Hamas, and also was founded with funding from Qatar. That being said, I don't think I've seen reports specifically on these protests. But it's that organization, Students for Justice in Palestine, which has long had a lot of very suspicious funding, I would say.
Yesterday, we heard comments from President Biden when he was asked about anti-Semitism. He said while he condemns anti-Semitism, he also condemns what he called people who don't really understand what's going on in Palestine. This wasn't really the clear-cut condemnation of anti-Semitism that many people were hoping for, was it?
Yeah, and I think it's sort of a continuation of what his attitude has been on Israel for a long time now, for several months now, which is, they continue the aid to Israel, for which, Israelis are very grateful and it is very important to Israel. But every time Biden is asked about Israel, he has something critical to say, and to me, that's not leadership. You need to, you take a stand, then you need to stand up for it. You need to show moral clarity. And in this case, he's not showing moral clarity about a domestic anti-Semitism problem, right? The fact that he's conflating anti-Semitism with understanding the plight of Palestinians is completely unacceptable and frankly immoral, right? If somebody doesn't understand something that's happening 6,000 miles away from America. They deserve to be victims of racist harassments and threats in America. And this is, you know, what you're seeing from the college campus presidents as well. It's as if there is no actual word called anti-Semitism. It's this long compound word called anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. I'm not saying you don't have to address Islamophobia. If there's a problem, you should address it. But anti-Semitism should be tackled, you know, head on. And if it has to be combined with all these other sort of mealy-mouthed, you know, hedges, then that's not going to work. And that's the reason why, despite this problem being around for 6 months and college presidents being aware of it, remember that hearing in Congress that ended up with the resignation of the president of Harvard, that was in December already, right? But the reason that these protests kept going, I think, is because nobody was willing to call them what they are and stand up for Jews, qua Jews.
Yesterday, we saw reports that some of the major Jewish funders were withdrawing their funding from Columbia. We saw that earlier as well with Harvard, etc. Do you think this is the best way to pressure the university administrations to act more firmly?
I think it's one very good way. But I think that you have to sort of keep the pressure on, because you saw people doing that in Harvard very soon after October 7th. And then they formed a committee to fight anti-Semitism. And then people who genuinely cared about the well-being of Jews on campus soon quit that committee because they felt that it was just window dressing. You know, unless there's real and consistent pressure on these campuses, it can be from funders, it can be from Congress. It just looks like they're not that incentivized to fight the anti-Semitism.
Finally, I presume these protests will continue as long as the war in Gaza continues.
And, you know, it's fine to have protests, right? It's just that these protests have crossed the line that they have been threatening and harassing to fellow students and faculty. I wouldn't expect protests of any form, you know, of the regular peaceful form to end, because opinions differ, right? But this is more than protests.